Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And this is Harold Gunn. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Froggy Olson.
Well, that's what, 4 weeks now or something?
Oh, no.
What is it, the change in the weather get you?
I don't know what it is. Normally it goes to my chest. It hadn't gone to my chest until it's now gone to my chest.
Yeah, okay.
And so, you know, folks, you just have to put up with a Froggy Olson this weekend. We are having to put up with some cooler weather.
Oh, it's a wonder. The mornings are just fabulous.
Wednesday, fall arrived, and everything is in a state of transition. This is truly that state of transition that we talk so often about. And what we're going to talk about is some great fishing and the waterfowl prospects down around Port Mansfield with Mike Sutton from Getaway Adventures Lodge. Not Getaway Adventures. It's just Getaway Lodge. He dropped the adventures.
Yes. But the adventure is still there, friends.
Oh, it is. Yes. It is. It is. So we're going to get with Mike and get an update. We've got some news as we get ready for the archery deer seasons. We got a big show headed your way. So y'all stick around and do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting. Hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Off mic, we were laughing because of some of the news feeds that come out. And one of them that we were just sharing with each other was lost letter found from Unabomber.
Boy.
I'm like, goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Glad we're on top of things.
Yes, indeed.
Nice delivery service.
Wow.
Hey, hope y'all are enjoying this cool weather. And depending on the state, because it's a big place, we're looking at some extension. I mean, this is fall weather. This is how it's going to be.
Indeed, yeah, it's great.
Till possibly the end of the year.
When do we do that clock mess again?
I have no idea. I hate that. Stay tuned. We will let you know. As we mentioned, spring arrived on Wednesday. And you haven't been up to the ranch since the...
It's been about 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would say those in the Hill Country and certainly in North Texas are enjoying this great weather.
Bound to, yep.
And here's something else before we get into the outdoor report. You know, on our lakes, we give you the best report for the best fishing available on the various lakes. We're not giving you the fair or the poor.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're looking at on area lakes are a lot of suspended fish. So just a heads up when we get into that segment of the program this
right.
week, this is what happened either side of the front arriving.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a transition because fish now are leaving that initial vertical rise and are making a move toward more shallow water to start the fall feed.
Our vast research department has just checked in, by the way, and we fall back on November 7th.
I really didn't want to know that.
Which is really going to mess up that opening weekend, right? What time the timers go off? That always gets confusing.
No, it really doesn't matter.
Yes. They go off when they go off. You just got to adjust the clock that you get up. Oh, well,
whatever.
Enough of that. I have some news.
Oh, good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me do that. The Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, this came from Ducks Unlimited,
mm-hmm.
recently announced a continued commitment to fund critical waterfowl habitat work across the Canadian breeding grounds through the Fall Flights Program. This Fall Flights Presidential Task Force, it was established to review the progress made toward implementing this Fall Flight Program in support of the North American Waterfowl Management Plan and in recognition of the need for non-federal match funds for North American wetlands conservation grants. It's established this program in 91 for state wildlife agencies to support projects in the Canadian breeding grounds. In response, DU and DU Canada committed to match every dollar contributed by the state agencies. In 21 alone, 43 states contributed a record $4.6 million to Canadian projects, which then gets matched and then multiplied. In the 30-year history, state wildlife agencies have contributed more than $88 million to help conserve over 4.2 million acres of habitat across Canada. While all habitat is important to the life cycles of waterfowl, science shows that breeding landscapes in Canada are critical to ensuring continued populations and they remain healthy and sustainable. And this program has demonstrated the strength and success that comes from leveraging resources across borders. Wouldn't it be nice if governments could do that?
What did that just say?
That says...
No. Think about what you just read.
Okay.
Because the big change
mm-hmm.
in breeding populations
right.
occurred when the CRP program was implemented
mm-hmm.
about 20 years ago.
Right.
And the change in agricultural practices.
Right.
You know, so that way birds that nest up around the Hudson Bay
mm-hmm.
or other areas
right.
don't make that long one-way flight.
Correct.
They can hopscotch their way down
they
or go as far south as they need
they
to go.
They can nibble their way down.
Yeah.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that is missing there
ah.
is the feds need to put on their friggin' mask and get out and count the birds. We have not had a waterfowl survey
oh,
in 2 years.
Oh, it's been 2 years.
Well,
wow.
It didn't happen in 2020.
Well, nothing.
It didn't happen in 2021.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're going on old data. But again, this is where, yes, that's great,
mm-hmm.
of what we as stakeholders are doing to support.
Correct.
But now the government needs to get out and perform. Okay?
Well, that's always the case, isn't it?
It's our desire. But,
yes. Well.
Going on this weekend is National Hunting and Fishing Day.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's a new initiative. Texas Parks and Wildlife has launched a new initiative inviting more and more folks into the outdoors. The initiative name, the Texas Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Strategic Plan. Quite honestly, folks, again, it is up to us.
Mm-hmm.
Any of us that have some age on us, we learn from our grandfathers, uncles, dads, and now we're having to look to others to mentor. And there's a lot of single moms out there with kids that want to hunt or fish, and there's some programs that are starting to come about, and we'll be providing more information to you on that. Harold, I don't know about you, but mm-hmm. when I was a kid growing up, I used to catch horny toads.
Yes.
Horned lizards.
All the time. And lay them on their back and scratch their little tummy.
Oh, they were great.
They love it.
They
yeah,
were great.
I know, yeah.
I mean, this is on Houston's west side.
Right.
You know, in and around where Memorial City and Town and Country is off of Interstate 10. But the Fort Worth Zoo has raised about 204 captive hatchlings and have released 100 of them into the wild. And they seem to be doing quite well as a way to help. Mentioned the archery season coming up next weekend. And I'll just say to expect a very good whitetail season. One for the books, they're saying. Biggest problem is how much deer are not going to have to move because of all the available forage.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the initial story. Was it the biggest problem for the horned toads was the fire ants?
I'm not sure if they ever figured out what the reason was or if it was just a loss of habitat, you know? I mean,
right.
Where I grew up, there was a creek and there was deer and other stuff.
A lot of concrete now.
And now there's a lot of rooftops and concrete.
Yeah,
you're right.
You're absolutely right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, got our expanded outdoor report. Yep, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
It is time for the best bets on Texas Outdoor News, and that's brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to provide professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Folks, did a little additional research.
Okay.
All right, because been talking about the Night Ride Scout. This is the observation piece that has a magnetic base.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great. This is a great deal.
You know, affix it via the magnetic base to the top of your truck, or put a plate on your UTV, and it's on the website.
Yeah.
But it's not easy to find.
Oh.
And so I...
You have to search.
I raised Cain with Clifford, the owner, you know, at Third Coast. I go, hey, man, what you need to do is the little magnifying glass for the search option.
Okay.
Type in Scout, you know, or Night Ride, NightRide. And both of the models are there, give you the specs. Way, way cool. And here's where we're going with this, particularly all of our friends in West Texas, South Texas, down the valley. You're driving around at night. We all do it. Mm-hmm. We enjoy it. And you're looking for critters. You also need to be looking at those two-legged varmints, And
just the Bluetooth it to your phone, so you're driving along, you're looking at it on your phone.
That's absolutely.
Cool. Yeah.
Great observation piece. Plus a whole bunch of other neat, you know, items from Zeiss and Pulsar and all the top brands. They can fix you up. Go to their website at thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, Saturday is a poor day, but Sunday's a fair one. Monday is rated as good, with Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a trio of best days. Friday, is another good day. Next Saturday is fair, while next Sunday is another good one. This weekend on Saturday and Sunday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a major time shift occurs, with game becoming active from well before sunrise, remaining active until mid-morning. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to begin feeding from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, this major feeding period of the day will begin during the early morning hours, continue until early afternoon. On Tuesday, September the 28th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday has a single low as the only tide of the day. Tuesday through next Saturday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low daily. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, again, a little explanation to help you read the water and make good decisions as to where you go fish. Again, think about what the weather we've had of late. We had Hurricane Nicholas that raised tides. Uh-huh. You've got your bull tides in the fall. We've got north winds and fronts starting to come in.
Yeah.
The old saying, when the north wind blows, tides fall out.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's falling out and tides are dropping, you want to set up on the outside of those drains from the marshes or the back lake areas, because that's where the fish are going to be holding, being opportunistic feeders. Another great option is in the surf. A lot of people forget about how warm the Gulf still is.
Mm-hmm.
And great to get out and wade in from the beach or run out the passes, jetties, and set your boat up and cast toward the beachfront. Some good trout fishing, remains, in those areas. And then in the state waters, red snapper, again, Gulf waters are warm, good fishing, and you've still got some tarpon that are moving as they make their way back to the south. And there's been some phenomenal fishing down out of Port Isabel. So a lot going on. And some good fishing to be had. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head out to East Texas. Lake Fork. Largemouth bass are good. Early morning bite in water is depths of 2 to 5 feet using Z-Man chatterbaits. The mid-morning bite is 10 to 15 feet of water. And the brim beds using Carolina rigs are Texas rigs. 10-inch worms in blue or green flake is cool. Transitioning midday to shad, colored deep diving, Bill Norman, DD-22 crankbaits. Okay. Nackanich. Summer fishing patterns still persist. Largemouth bass are good, moving out from standing and fallen timber with worms and jigs and vegetation with topwater jigs or worms. Tyler, black bass are good on tubes, football jigs, crankbaits, and Carolina rigged plastic worms near the points, flats, and brush piles. Bastrop, largemouth bass are good fishing football jigs, crankbaits, and purple or black Carolina rigged plastic worms near the rocks, brush, and shaded timber. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in brush piles. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working perch-like crankbaits, shaky head jigs, drop shots, swim baits, working brush flats, brush piles, and points. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles, docks, bridge columns, and timber. Somerville, white and hybrid bass are good with white chartreuse jigging spoons, slabs, and live bait on main lake flats, humps, and points. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in brush piles and timber. Tawakoni, white bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim baits, slabs, live bait near the main lake channel, flats, drop-offs, and humps. Crappie are good on minnows and black chartreuse jigs around brush piles, docks, and bridge pilings. Texoma, striped bass are good on live bait along the river channel with some topwater action at sunrise. And Whitney, black bass are good on blue or black Carolina rig plastic worms, diving crankbaits, bladed spinners, and shaky head jigs near brush, timber, and rock ledges in 12 to 22 feet of water. Crappie are excellent with minnows and jigs in timber, creek channels, and the brush piles.
Heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where summer fishing patterns continue to persist. Bass are been good on the edges of vegetation in 12 to 15 feet of water, using Texas rig worms, crawls, and drop shot around primary and secondary points. Again, folks, remember, these fish have suspended as they made their first vertical rise once temperatures started to cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they reacclimate, then they'll make a move towards shallower water. So with that being said, you might start fishing at 12 to 15 feet and then work your way towards shore.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay.
That's the way to make that work for you.
Cool.
Then heading to Falcon Reservoir, another border impound where crappie have been in 15 to 30 feet of water around submerged timber, brush piles using live bait or plastic jigs. Alligator gar are good on cut bait, and preferably carp, fishing bottom and top of coves and shallow flats around submerged vegetation. Brownwood largemouth bass are good with perch-like crankbaits, and brown or green Texas rig plastic worms and chartreuse blade spinnerbaits near timber, rocky shorelines, and docks. Meredith, man, Meredith is kind of making a statement here. Uh-huh. But the walleye fishing is still good, but they're a bit skinny. Water temperature is about 75 degrees. As that temperature drops into 70, into the 60s, these walleye are going to start to put a feed bag on.
Ah.
Walleye are excellent eating fish.
Mm-hmm,
all
indeed.
Right, they're going to put on some weight. So that's, you know, in the not-too-distant future. Largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, and white bass are being caught all day long. Seek out points and deep humps until the water temperature drops some more.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are good with blue, black, or purple Texas rigged plastic worms, gray flukes, white swim baits, perch-like crankbaits, and white-bladed spinners. Topwater plugs and plastic frogs are effective early in the morning. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and topwaters early in the day. Canyon. Largemouth bass are fair with football jigs, red or green Texas rig plastic worms, and white-bladed spinners near the rocks. Timber and road beds. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rock ledges, and rocky shorelines. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters and plastic frogs early in the day. Carolina rig plastic worms, shad-like crankbaits, and football jigs fishing the timber, creek ledges, and the rocky shorelines.
Waco.
Waco. I said Waco. Oh.
Waco.
Yeah.
Home of Baylor University.
Yes,
and
I know.
And also the home of the 2021 men's NCAA basketball national champions.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody was
didn't
aware
you,
of that.
Didn't you dribble there in your youth?
I don't remember. It's been so long ago. heading to the hunting scene, dove season, north zone through November 12, central zone through October 31st, and of course the teal season's going on. That's going to run through September 26th. You've got your year-round season of the open counties for squirrel and the south zone javelina season that runs through August 31. You've got the south zone dove season that will continue through October 31st. Opening next weekend,
yes.
We mentioned it earlier, the archery-only deer seasons, and that is both for whitetail and mule deer.
Ooh.
And will run through November 5. And also your early archery-only season for Rio Grande turkey.
Yeah.
So lots going on. What have you been doing, on or off the road?
Anywhere I wanted to go. The 21 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon 4XE. And this is right up your alley, too.
So this means it has fuel if you can go anywhere where you want to go.
Oh, it has both.
Uh-oh.
So you're going to love it, yeah. 21 green SUV of the year, by the way. It is a plug-in hybrid electric. But it's both. Okay, you can plug it in. Or the regenerative braking and so on and so on and so on. But it's a hybrid.
You know what? Government had to be involved for that kind of redundancy.
Of course.
Okay.
That's right. The Department of Redundancy Department. Yes. Anyway, the engine is a 2-liter I-4, but made it up with the electric engine. What that does, though, is give you a bunch of torque. The mileage, it's okay. I mean, you're averaging about 49 miles a gallon, 20 just on the gas engine, and you can only go 21 miles on total electric. But the point is the torque. So when you stomp it and the electric motor cuts in, you really get that instant torque on this thing. So it's 0 to 60.
And after you stomp it,
6 seconds.
After
what?
You stomp it and yeah. You get going,
mm-hmm.
the little engine that could is going.
Yeah, right. There you go, but it can. Anyway, 375 horsepower, okay, 470 pound-feet of torque. And they're now installing charging stations. You're going to appreciate this. Like, where do you charge it? They're now installing charging stations at Moab, the Rubicon, and the Big Bear Trails.
Oh, I frequent all the, those all the time.
For all the
off-roaders.
Sure. Yes, well, there's a Texas trail they've got now, too. But it's got all the usual, obviously, Jeep stuff. You know, all your skid pads, all your off-wheel capability, off-road capability. Of course, you've got the goodies like the Sirius XM. 600-amp maintenance-free battery. Isn't that nice? Because you're going to need that. Your floor mats. Your select drive modes. Two front and one rear tow hooks, just in case you need the tow. Power heated mirrors, a lot of neat stuff. Optionally on this one, though, the cold weather group with heated front seats and remote start system, a trailer tow package, 700-amp maintenance-free battery with this one to upgrade, Class 2 receiver hitch, Park Sense, advanced safety group, additional automatic high beams, and all the good safety stuff. I mean, it's a heck of a vehicle, but it is interesting, like I say, when you stomp it and both motors cut in at the same time. And it's a little pricey, but the Jeeps are a little pricey, really. Base on this is 51, total is 61, but it is very capable. Take a peek, you know, maybe it helps save the planet. I don't know. Anyway, 21 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon. This is the 4XE.
I can't believe you said that. Unbelievable. You
know, I'm going to go hug a tree.
I'm not talking to Harold anymore. I'm talking to you.
Okay? It takes 12 hours to charge it, by the way. I thought that.
But mark my word, they're going to come out with a new charging system. And it's either going to be the Ben Franklin version that is a kite with a key, you know.
It works.
You know, waiting for the thunderstorm and lightning.
Right.
Or back to, you know, WW2 days, those that served in the South Pacific, with the hand cranks.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
yes.
The hand cranks.
For the radios. I was a radio operator. I know about that.
Goodness gracious.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Yeah,
that's right. Doc Brown will help us out with that one. That's what we need, nuclear.
All right, we got to get out of here because our guest is on his way.
Good.
Mike Sutton, Getaway Lodge from Port Mansfield, Texas. He's coming up.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth, while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, there's a lot of natural forage out there right now, but you also need to have fortified cottonseed set out. It's going to take a little while for the deer to become...
Get the habit.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
To get into the routine. And it's free choice, and their consumption is not as great.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a 3-to-1 savings.
That's
feeding,
miraculous.
Feeding, and that's kind of a minimum estimate.
Yeah.
A 3-to-1 savings over feeding your typical protein pellets.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits are significant, not only for the bucks as they recover from the rut, but also for the mama deer that'll be carrying those fawns, as well as when they start lactating and nursing when the fawns have hit the ground. Look at the whole story at fortifiedcottonseed.com and then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And I'll inject, as I always do, because you worry about free choice, but the pigs and the raccoons don't mess with it.
They
that's
do
amazing.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Here's something else that's amazing.
Mm.
And actually, you know, sometimes when the boss is away, things actually run better.
Right.
You know, and that's the case at Getaway, because we were going to have Mike Sutton on.
Right.
Don't know what happened to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But thank goodness he's got a great general manager in Sandra Garza.
And she's much nicer, too.
She's really what makes it run so smooth and so enjoyable. Sandra, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Hey, Sandra, this is Harold. Now that we've buttered you up, are you ready for the hardball questions?
Sure.
Well, what we were going to talk about, and you know better than anyone, because, I mean, you're the one that puts a smiling face and the great food on the table and all the accommodations. You all have been booked solid for your early blast and cast, which was fishing and dove season. Give us an update of what your husband, Captain Ruben Garza, and others have been saying about fishing as we transition out of the heat of summer through the fall months. I noticed you won the big fish, the big red fish, in the Port Mansfield tournament.
Oh.
And Team Getaway won.
Okay.
So congratulations for you for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Has fishing continued to improve as we recover from the freeze of February?
Actually, it has. It has. There's been a couple of slow days here and there, but redfish have continued to hang on and be there for, you know, the guys going out fishing, and it's been great. There have been some more trout being caught, so that's a good sign, and some of them do have some weight and some length to them, so it is improving. Typically, though, the fish being brought in is redfish, but everybody seems to be totally fine with that.
Yeah, well, and you know, we've also seen a resurgence in recent years in the flounder bite, and pretty soon, as water temperatures drop, those flounder are going to start to stage and make their migration out east. Few flounder being brought to the dock as well?
We've had a few. It seems like the flounder have been a little slower this year. I feel like people have been talking about that a little more, but we're kind of hoping that these temperatures kind of help a little bit, and they start to resurge.
While we're talking about fishing, another option, Harold, that is great down at Getaway, is we talk about the state waters out to 9 nautical miles.
Right.
On days when the weather allows, going out to some of the rock piles and reefs for red snapper, and do you all book those specifically, or is it as weather allows? How do you handle your state water trips?
I do typically book them, you know, but I do let people know that, you know, of course it all depends on the conditions when they're here, especially if they're booked out way ahead. But, you know, most of the time it works out just fine and they're able to get out there and bring in the snapper. There's been a lot of good days in the recent last couple of months, so snapper fishing has been really, really good.
Outstanding. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we're going to talk about the hunting options at Getaway Lodge with Sandra Garza right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, our CEO, Ben Novosad, understands what it takes to be successful in agriculture.
The background that I have in agriculture certainly has helped me with my Capital Farm Credit career. We try to hire people with experience, knowledge of farm and ranch activities and business, not only to make and sell good loans, but also to help farmers and ranchers.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Getaway Lodge General Manager Sandra Garza. Their website is GetawayPM. That PM is for Port Mansfield.
Okay.
GetawayPM.com. And their phone number is 956-944-4000. Sandra, I know you don't have really any openings for the dove hunting, but how has dove hunting been during this early season?
Well, the first weekend I know it was pretty good as far as the white wing, and then it kind of started to slow down a little bit, but I think it's coming back, and I think we're going to end up having a pretty good end of season.
Well, and I don't know, looking ahead to when the second split occurs, around December 12, I believe, is the open date. Are you all looking at hunting that second split that will run into January, or are y'all going to kind of wind down for the holidays?
You know, we typically don't, and only because, you know, a lot of people have kind of transitioned into duck hunting or deer hunting, so we're not typically that booked up with dove that time of year, but we are certainly open to it, and I think this year that might actually be pretty good.
See, folks, this is how accommodating.
Yes.
What do you want to do? Yeah. We will make you happy is kind of Getaway Lodge's mantra. All right, let's go to waterfowl, mm-hmm. because for years that has been an overlooked area for birds migrating south. I mean, there just was not that much hunting pressure, and you all hunt sometimes in the morning, sometimes you hunt in the afternoon. Set it up. I mean, your husband, Ruben Garza, is one of the lead guides that's out there doing the waterfowl hunting. How are you all setting up? Do you have blinds that are fixed, or are you taking reeds and palm fronds and building makeshift blinds wherever the birds may be holding?
Actually, it's a little bit of both. The guys, you know, they definitely do a lot of scouting. They talk to each other, and they decide, okay, this is where we're going to hunt today. You know, and sometimes they do try to target birds. There are some areas that they have more pintails, more redheads, or, you know, certain variety. So all of that just kind of depends on what they decide to do that day. I know that they've talked about, you know, this year even doing some type of pop-up blinds. A lot of the mangroves that they typically hunt behind, you know, they end up dying in the freeze. So they're kind of having to scramble and trying to figure out what they're going to do. You know, these guys start planning this stuff, you know, way ahead and start getting their blinds together, which is what they're doing, you know, at this time of the year. So, but they're setting it up like, you know, usual, and they plan on having a good season.
Yeah, Sandra, explain to the audience the amenities down there, because I know I can probably stay down there and get something to eat, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. When your day is planned here, especially for a cast and blast, you know, you get up and you have breakfast before sunrise, and then you get on the boat and have your day of fishing, come in for lunch here at the lodge, and sometimes you might get a chance to take a nap before you go out hunting in the afternoon. Or vice versa, you may have that early morning hunt. If that's the case, we send you out to the blind with some warm breakfast tacos, and then again, you come in for lunch, and then go out fishing in the afternoon.
Yeah, Bill tells me that when he gets to feeling a little peaked, he likes to come down there so he can bulk up.
We definitely help you out with that, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, as you listen to this conversation, I mean, it really is service-oriented,
yeah.
And that's what makes it such a special place, and special friends,
mm-hmm.
And you certainly will make friends. Let's go back to hunting just for a minute, and with duck season, the big duck season opening in November, and the opportunities that are there, you touched on it briefly, But whether or not you hunt in the morning or the afternoon really is determined by where the birds are being seen and the scouting that's being done, which is extremely important, as opposed to Harold, you and I going, let's go duck hunt. We'll go down there and we'll do it on our own.
You're
go,
right. No.
That doesn't work.
Hey, boy, you're trespassing.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, oops. Yeah, right.
Do we need waders? Do we need just rubber boots? What kind of footwear and equipment, clothing-wise, do we need?
Typically, yes, I do recommend waders, whether it's early in the season. It might still be warm outside. I've seen guys go out there in shorts in November, but definitely have some kind of mud boot or wading boots for sure. I do recommend wearing waders regardless, because there's all kinds of bugs and stuff crawling around in those blinds. You don't want any of that. So to be comfortable, definitely recommend that. A lot of guys wear the waders with the boots attached. Of course, you can just do neoprene, you can do breathable with wading boots, and all that type of stuff for sure.
Folks, I want you to know this is a lady that's married to a guide,
okay. But
she also does it herself.
Ah, yes,
I mean, you know,
yes,
she's an outdoors woman. Yeah, I mean, she's really, really, really neat. We're visiting with Sandra Garza, general manager at Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield. Their website is getawaypm.com. Let's look ahead to 2022. Now, I mean, obviously, waterfowl season extends well into January. And then I know that we've got the summer session of shows. But there are some people that maybe procrastinated, mm-hmm. got closed out.
Right.
Didn't get to do the dove cast and blast now.
Mm-hmm.
How far out will you all take reservations, Sandra?
We'll take reservations anytime, and we are taking, you know, as long as the dates are open, I will put you on the books.
Hey, there you go.
All right.
All right. Harold, you mentioned the cuisine.
Yes.
And actually, I was a tall, skinny guy when I started going to Getaway.
Yeah.
And Sandra is a contributor to this, you know.
Right. You're the one. Okay.
Yeah. Some of the things that y'all cook, are y'all preparing any, like, dove or duck poppers on the grill? Or, you know, is it bologna sandwiches? What are we eating, huh?
Well, we have a lot of stuff. But, you know, we will, you know, if somebody wants to cook their catch, if they want to, you know, cook their birds, absolutely we can do that. Typically with the duck and dove, the way I like to do it is we basically kind of fry them and then we toss them in a sauce, almost kind of like a boneless buffalo wing or something like that.
Yeah.
And people seem to love that.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yes, it does.
Harold and I sometimes don't get along. So, I mean, if we happen to be down there at the same time, hey, do you separate groups?
During meal times, we're usually all gathered together. Everybody eats together. And, you know, it's a good place to socialize and meet new people for sure. But as far as your, you know, lodging, yes, you're with your own group. And then in that sense, yes, everyone is separated.
You know, we're in a crazy time now with all these different diets that people have, you know. Oh, and I can't have that, and that irritates me. And no, I'm vegan. Well, I'm vegetarian. Well, do you get that? Or if they say we're vegetarian, you say don't bother coming.
You know, it does make it tough down here, but we can certainly accommodate those people for sure.
So if you're a vegetarian, why are you hunting?
Yeah. Again, it's that service with a capital
right.
S,
right.
You know,
right.
Down at Getaway. Before we get to the waterfowl season, and while you know, the dove season continues, is there an opportunity for folks saying, hey, I want to take advantage of the fall fishing? Do you have some dates, or is the lodge pretty well booked with those that are fishing and dove hunting?
Well, we are pretty well booked to the end of October, but November is on the lighter side, and that's still a great month to fish and wade fish, those kinds of things. So, yes, we certainly have some space there. And, I would love to have some people come down and enjoy that fall fishing.
I can't tell you what an emerging opportunity this waterfowl hunting on the Lower Laguna Madre is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has been overlooked, Harold. Birds, you know, are there. There's now getting to be enough pressure to keep the birds moving,
right.
You know,
right.
So the hunting is really, you know, pretty special. And, of course, the fishing is truly world-class, even post, you know, Winter Storm Uri.
Right.
Great opportunities. And the folks at Getaway Lodge are absolutely great. Again, getawaypm.com is the website. Go check it out, get an overview, and then give them a call at 944-956-4000. Isn't that correct, Sandra?
956-944-4000.
Right. Okay, very good. Well, listen, we appreciate you taking time. And tell Mike that we really didn't need him. You're a much more fun interview than he is. And I will certainly make sure that point is made when I visit with him.
I will let him know, certainly.
All right.
Sandra, thank you so much. Great interview. Friends, we're going to take a break. We shall be back, though, with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, wow, ducks are raising money.
Yep, we have a bunch of Ducks Unlimited fundraisers, and all of these can be found at ducks.org. Okay, September 30, Houston chapter, the Legacy Gala in Houston at the Red Oak Ballroom. Same date, Wichita Falls chapter in Wichita Falls. October 5, Navasota chapter, Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Navasota. October 7, Fort Worth chapter in Fort Worth, obviously. October 7 again, 41st annual McKinney chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in McKinney. Again the 7th, Calhoun chapter in Port Lavaca. Again November 7th, Kingwood Humble chapter in Porter. Again the 7th, the Killeen Fort Hood chapter in Killeen. Jumping to the 8th, Pearland. Their chapter, October 9, the Jasper Ducks Unlimited, also the Brenham Ducks Unlimited, and the Sweetwater Ducks Unlimited. Again, all of these can be found at ducks.org. And then you can go to one of those great fundraisers in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
And Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, and they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. Fantastic product. They'll charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun, and miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products. And free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com. And at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Sandra Garza, the general manager of Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield. That sweet voice you heard today, tell you what, she takes care of you. I mean, it just runs like a clock. And ought to check them out at getawaypm.com. And then for more detailed information, give them a call. I'm sure Sandra will be the one answering the phone.
Right.
At 956-944-4000.
Outstanding. Do check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. All of our shows are archived there. You go, what do they say? Well, you can find it. Also, Facebook, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Smart Radio, all of those. Twitter is Pickett. We're there. And check us out on Facebook and like us. That helps build the audience, okay? Do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whatever you do, whether it's on the water or out in the field, be safe so you can join us again next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.